This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just not. So we just did this. This is cool. I remember filling this out. And Lord knows it took long enough to fill out. So we're doing this. It's a quarter century, WFAN quarter century team. And it's going to encompass all the sports and obviously the first 25 years of the century. And thanks to our sponsor Cash App for stepping in and having some fun with this as well. And, you know, and it just reinforces how... just how pathetic it's been from a Jets. Now, the Giants' perspective has been tough lately, too. But I'm looking at this, and I can't even really argue much. So the way we did it, we were you know, sent this email. We went through all the different positions, like, hey, pick the top four wide receivers, pick the two best center fielders, pick the two best two guards, whatever. You know, Knicks, Nets, all the teams represented. And then they tallied up the results, and here we are. And I'm looking at the offense, right? And I really can't. I mean, from an emotional perspective, I can probably quibble a little bit. Like, I would put Kribet there, and I remember voting for Wayne. You know, but if you really think about it, Wayne's damage, like, most of his statistical damage was done in the 90s. Remember, he came up in 95, 96 with Kotite, and then played, you know, with Parcells, and then Keyshawn, and he had 1,000 yards, and he was awesome. But, you know, once you got into 2000, which is what this is about, he kind of tailed off a little bit. So, I say this because it's so giant heavy on the offensive end. And again, I can't really push back too much. Shout out to our guy, my guy, Tiki. Of course, Teak's going to make it. And Curtis Martin. Now, there's an argument. Like, who is better, Curtis or Tiki? But I'm looking at this, and there's three Jets out of the 11 that made it on offense. It's Curtis. It is Nick Mangold, terrific center. And, of course, big break over on the tackle, at one of the tackle spots. And you know, I look around, I'm like, all right, obviously Tiki's got to be there, Amani's there, Beckham's there, Plex is there, Victor Cruz is there, Shockey's obviously there. The second tight end was Kevin Boss. It just shows you how many, you know, wasteland seasons we've had a tight end for both of these teams. But obviously Shockey was a horse. And then you got Deal, Chris Snee, O'Hara, and then Brick and Mangle round out the line. So 3 of 11 are Jets, and then I go to defense. And again, I think for the most part it's done right. On defense, 4 of the 11 are Jets. Or if you want me to say it, Giant fans, if you're sensitive, 7 of the 11 are Giants. Now, the 4 Jets, though, would be Quinnen Williams, which I think makes sense. Mo Lewis. I don't know about that. And I could push back a little bit on that. Remember, Mo was up here in the 90s, too, doing a lot of damage. This is just from 2000 on. Darrell Revis. And is that it? Who am I missing? And Vilma. I could probably push back on that too. But like, you just look everywhere. Justin Tuck, Dexter Lawrence, Michael Strahan, AP, you know, Antro Roll, Seahorn, you know, even the kicker and the coach go to the Giants. So it's a quarter century look at Jets and Giants football. If you guys want to check it out, again, thanks to our sponsor, Cash App. They jumped in. This is cool. We'll do this for all the sports. It's on Soch. It's everywhere. Go check it out. And just to jump in, you know, to another thing about the Jets here, football. Oh boy, you know, I won't say I was surprised when we got the news about the contract. I was on vacation, but both contract announcements there with Sauce and with Garrett Wilson. Now, Garrett Wilson to me was a no-brainer. I do think last year, I was vacillating a little bit. I wasn't sure, like, because Sauce's indifference and or inability to tackle is a massive problem. Now, I think one thing that's going to be different, I think that Aaron Glenn's going to deploy him very differently. And, you know, if Aaron Glenn, who looked at every single snap of every single player, I'm not saying he's, you know, the main voice in, when it's that kind of money, but I'm sure they ran it by him. Hey, Coach, what do you think? You know, you're a former corner, and I saw Aaron play, and Aaron was good, so I trust his instincts there. You know, you'd have to think that Aaron Glenn is going to say, all right, hey, number one receiver, go follow him. I don't know why Robert Saleh didn't do that. There's just certain things with certain coaches that are just so basic, especially with Saleh, that were just so dumb. Like, how the hell is Sauce Gardner not traveling with the main offensive target vertically for every opposing team? And he didn't do it. It's just crazy. So I think you'll be able to do some things with run support to help him out. And quite frankly, I just think Aaron Glenn's going to get in his ass and make him learn how to tackle. So I don't want to get too in the weeds football. It's still July here. But just conceptually, I love what the Jets did here. But I had to be fair because there were points last year where Gardner really bothered me to the point where I was calling him Soft Gardner on the Unkillable Pod and on the air. You know, like he just had an aversion to tackling. It's, you know, it's one thing if you throw your shoulder pads in there and you're just not a great textbook tackler. But I mean, that's a problem in itself if you want to be the best in the game and the highest paid. But it's quite another thing when you just don't seem to really care to try to deliver a lick. And too much, he was soft. That's going to change, I trust. And, you know, just I would say bigger picture here. It's nice to have a little stability. You know, I get it. You could make the case, well, Garrett Wilson's a wide receiver. Wide receiver's a dime a dozen. He's not 6'4". He's not like a Megatron game changer or something like that. I get it. You know, Sauce with the tackling. All right, I get it. But at some point, if you want to become a functional, respected, consistent organization with continuity, which, by the way, is how you get all the other aforementioned things there, you got to have continuity. If you start over every 2 years, you're just a disaster from a coaching perspective and from a personnel perspective. So this is really encouraging. I'm pumped up that this offseason has been very quiet for the Jets. It's refreshing. And I've also been honest enough to tell you that, you know, like an idiot, I took the cheese last year, and I took the cheese the year before with Aaron Rodgers. You know, I took the cheese in the comeback, and I took the cheese in the acquisition. And I took the cheese with, you know, all these, seven or eight primetime games, and, you know, finally we matter, and people are going to pay attention to us. And I don't dislike Aaron like a lot of you do, or some of you do. Actually, I like Aaron. I think the organization was so bad that they failed him, and he got hurt, you know? But he's gone, so I'm not going to waste a lot of time on him. But it was just, it was fun to feel relevant, you know? And what I said when we talked about me and Sal before the schedules came out for this year, I'm like, just let me operate in anonymity. I don't want Sunday night. I don't want Thursday night. Don't give me Monday night. I don't even need, you know, 425 with Nance and Romo. Just bury me at one and let me just live my little tiny, for now, menial football existence and just see if Aaron Glenn is going to be the guy that I think he's going to be. No bold proclamations. Oh, we finally got the Super Bowl. Nobody wants to hear it. I don't want to say it. Nobody cares. We've all looked like fools a million ways sideways with these ridiculous opinions and convictions with the Jets. So I'm going to wait and see. But in my gut, I do feel like it's the right hire now. Because Robert Saleh, you know, looked like Tarzan, and he coached like Jane. Aaron Glenn looks a little bit like Tarzan, and you just know he ain't coaching like Jane. He's just not. Muji, I got to say, I'm optimistic, but I don't know. But Glenn just, he strikes me as, again, the right guy at the right time. And if they deliver these long-term commitments to two young players, one on each side of the ball, you know, Q's already got a deal. We'll see if the old line's taking shape. Are they going to commit to the run? Are they going to be buttoned up? They're going to practice hard. They're going to hit. They're going to play with integrity. Like, that's at least a basic starting point. So I was pumped with the extensions. I've been very happy with the quiet nature to the offseason. And now it's, you know, this week, Wednesday. And obviously with the Giants this week as well. But now you'll start seeing the story. And this is where it gets fun. And I know that we kind of lean on this a little bit much, but we're jonesing for football. A little bit too much, but we're jonesing for football nuggets. You know, you start seeing the tweets. I remember even going back to Darnold and Zach and Rodgers. Oh, look at how he's doing 7-on-7s, touchdowns. Like, we will overreact to a player getting burned or a QB throwing a bad pick. We will. That's what we do. Because until there's real football, there's this stuff. Imaginary football, because training camp is a joke these days. And we'll lead it up and we'll react. But I got to tell you, just on a big, and I've said this before, so this is not a surprise, but since we're almost here, I'll say it again. On a big, broad, macro level assessment, anticipation, obviously hope. I mean, you're always hopeful, but rooted in a little bit more conviction than not, I think it's going to be an enjoyable season for both the Jets and the Giants. I do. I think we were very frustrated with Saleh and the softness with the Jets and the mess that they were. And obviously Daniel Jones, yeah, you got to move on. It's over. You know, and if the coach and the GM don't do well this year, then they're probably gone as well. But, you know, at least now you have Jackson Dart in the pipeline. So if Russell Wilson doesn't play well, you got some hope there. And we all love the DeVito story, but let's come on. He doesn't have that kind of talent where Dart does. And he could be a 10, 12, 13, 15-year quarterback for the Giants. Because one thing about the Giants, when they get it right, they usually get it right for a while. You know, Phil was hurt early, but they got it right with Phil. They got it right with Eli. Jets aren't so lucky. I just feel both teams are going to be better this year. It could be a fun football season. And by fun, I mean competitive and a few more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wins and maybe not dead by Halloween. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan. Let me get Timmy and Mayapak. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, BT. With the trade deadline coming up with the Yankees, I think they got too many missing pieces. I think it's a mistake to get Suarez. In Arizona, he's got a smaller ballpark there. I don't know how many home runs he's going to hit Yankee Stadium. And I would bring up Lombard. Get his feet wet at third base.
They're not calling him up. They're not calling him up. Jimmy, I don't mean to cut you off, but you got to speak in reality. They're not calling up Lombard this year.
Yeah. Okay, but they're missing too many pieces. It's a mistake to get rid of Jones and delete your farm system for a team that's missing so many pieces.
Yep. Yeah.
So I disagree with that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. The first thing you said was you don't want Suarez, okay? And he's an awful defender, strikes out a ton. I get you. I got to let you go. It's a little bit too much feedback. I was going to ask you, but I can't. It's too much. I'm torn with him because they can't not do anything at third base. Like, they have to do something. That's a given. And I don't know, maybe it becomes McMahon or something else there. But if you get Suarez, you are getting a very flawed player. What he's good at, he's really good at. What he's not good at, he's bad at. And what he's bad at usually buries you in October. Doesn't catch it, and he strikes out a ton. So that's a tough call. That's a tough call. Now, if you walk away with Merrill Kelly as well and the relief pitcher, I know that was out there, and you just do one big trade with the D-backs, and you don't have to give up, I mean, obviously not giving up Spencer Jones or Lombard in that situation. I'm not saying I'm not amenable to it, but I don't think it solves everything. I really don't. So it's going to be a tough call. I don't know. Let me get Anthony in down in Tampa. BT and Sal on the fan. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, BT. Thank you for taking the call.
My pleasure.
Awesome. So first of all, I wanted to wonderfully said about David Wright. I'm a Mets fan. I know you're a Yankees fan, so I thought you said everything that needed to be said. Great job with that. But I did actually want to about the Jets. The one thing that I'm hoping Aaron Glenn does better than anybody else is stop these stupid penalties.
Oh, God.
Because more often than not, how many times will we had them pinned 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12, and it's a stupid late hit on a quarterback or something like that. And if he could curb that, that's 3 or 4 wins right there, at least in my opinion.
Well, I don't know about 3 or 4, but it's a great starting point, Anthony. And I'm with you on that. Like, you know, the Jets just aren't good enough and have not been good enough to overcome the barrage of penalties that they subjected us to every single Sunday. I mean, there's times you're watching 12, 13 penalties, 120 yards. What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Come on. With a pop gun offense? Yeah. They're going to overcome that. I think the Jets are going to run third. I think they're going to strive to run the ball 30 times a game this year. Now, there'll be games, maybe a kickoff return, a fumble brought back to the house. You look up, it's football. It's going to even happen to a good team where they're down quickly 17-3, 17-0, 14-zip, 20-3, 21-0, 21-3, 24-3. That's going to happen. And when that happens, now you become very predictable. Then, you know, Justin Fields better runner than thrower. And then it's, you know, that's not a good situation for the Jets, really. But I think their defense is going to be really good. It's going to be good. I think it's going to have a chance to be really good. I think their O-line is going to be a lot better. I think there's going to be many fewer penalties. I think special teams will be better. People forget Aaron Glenn was a special team ace, man. He was good. So if they could, of the 17 games, if you can, they're going to have two or three duds right away. So, but if you could have, like, meaning out of the chute, those sloppy one-sided scores that I just gave you where you have to abandon the run just to kind of get back in it. But of the, you know, 13 or 14 other games, like-ish, you're going to be able to run. And you're going to be able to run it, I would say, 22 times, roughly, conventionally, with running backs. And then, you know, 7 to 10 times a game with Justin Fields. Six or so of the design variety and, you know, two, three, four, depending upon what's going on and who you're playing, weather, whatever, where he just tucks it and he makes people miss because he's a great athlete. He's a great runner. And, you know, when you do that and you run the ball well, this is not breaking news, but the Jets have not done this forever, and it's such a boring watch. Like, but if you can do this, you know, crank out, hey, first and 10, Jets at their own 25, yeah, run 5 yards. Oh, wow, what do you know, second and five. Now the entire playbook is open, and Fields can tuck and run. He could do an option. You could hit a tight end. What a concept. Hit the tight end down the seam. You know, you could just do things, and I think that they're going to really do that, and I think it's going to lead to a much more competitive season. Let me get Eric in Massapequa, BT and Sal on the fan. What's up, Eric?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
You know, I'm hearing a lot of people talking about, like, oh, I can't trade Jones, can't trade Jones. Why is no one talking about calling Jones up? Like, I don't understand.
I brought it up. I said it.
No, I know you did, but, like, nobody else is saying it. It's everything I hear is, oh, we can't trade him. ESPN's saying it. CBS, no one's talking about
ESPN knows nothing about. ESPN knows absolutely nothing about baseball. ESPN.
They know nothing about sports now.
Lost.
They're a joke. That's a different topic. Anyway, but, like, this kid is absolutely killing it. He's currently the best hitter by a large margin in the minors. I don't understand why he's not up. You know, and that's leading to the whole not having a third baseman.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. Okay, now I think it's a little unconventional, a little bit early at this point. I did bring it up, so I don't think you're nuts. But if you bring him up, where's he playing? What are you doing?
See, I figured each Judge will DH one day, Jones plays.
Okay.
Belly goes to first base one day, Jones plays. Dominguez sits a day because, for whatever reason, they love sitting him anyway, so they might as well get Jones in then. Have him DH a day. Like, they could find 4 or 5 days a week this kid's playing. It's worth the
I don't know about 4 or 5. I mean, it's a little tough with Ben Rice and, you know, the Grisham and obviously Goldschmidt and Dominguez. 4 or 5 is a lot.
You know what, though? I'm not married to Goldschmidt. I love what he's done for us.
I agree with you.
I am more inclined to having Rice and him split time. Wells, I'm not sold on, so Rice can play a game or two behind the plate.
Mm-hmm.
They need a spark. And they're not, like, I'm watching them, you know, run the bases, get thrown out, throwing, you know, not turning easy double plays. They need a spark. This kid is killing it right now.
I know he is.
And he's doing the whole season. Like, I just, and obviously they need a third baseman. That's an entire other topic because Suarez, I like, he's a nice player, but he's also 34 years old.
Yep.
I've had him on, like, my fantasy team for years. Like, He's a very streaky player, and he's exactly what you said. He's exactly what you don't need in the playoffs. He's either going to strike out or hit a home run, and he can't field.
Well, Eric, that's why I'm trying to find somebody here that is going to bring something to the table if he has an 0-for-4 game. I hear you. I mean, guys, haven't we been? I'm not saying that I'll get on the air and protest vehemently if they get Suarez. I got to see what they give up. I got to see if other third basemen are indeed traded. If they're not, well, then maybe the Rockies just didn't give up on McMahon or whatever it might be, or Arenado, even though the Yankees don't want Arenado. Like, I'd have to read other situations, so I can't really tell you my reaction fully now. But I know he's a masher, and I know he's better than what's over there now. You have to upgrade, but, you know, you're going to get him for a couple of months here. He's basically his mid-30s, and he's a butcher at third. He whiffs all the time. He doesn't have great speed. So if he goes 0-for-4 with two punch-outs in October against Seattle or against the Astros or Toronto, what is he doing? He's doing nothing else of value. That's a problem. And we've seen that forever with the Yankees. So I'm trying to preemptively guard against that. If there's nobody else, of course I'll take him. Because he can hit bombs. And you might, you know, listen, he might be like Cespedes with the Mets in 2015, even though Cespedes is a much better all-around player. It's not a great comparison, but I'm talking about just bringing a little juice with some thump. Now, Cespedes could run. He had a cannon. A different profile. Younger, much more dynamic. It's not apples to apples, but could he have an impact? I mean, he can come here, he can hit the hell out of the baseball, or he can hit 190 and strike out 26% of the time, which is pretty much what he does anyway. I don't know. Got a pretty good tan. LeBron
looks very, you look very red.
I look red?
Yes, you're more red than olive.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised at that.
Maybe it's the lights.
Maybe it's your eyes. You know what I realize? It's funny. Like I usually don't care. I mean, well, I was never incredibly vain. Like, I mean, to an extent, I think we're all a little vain, like especially when you do what I do for a living, you know, social media clips, a lot of TV over the years, you know, whatever. You don't want to look like a slob here. One thing that happened to me, and so by extension, you know, you care how you look, you know, you start getting those love handles a little bit. I don't care anymore. It hit me on the beach. I don't care. Now, I also don't look like a beached whale, so, but I don't care. Like, I don't know if it's just because of my most recent birthday, as I get a little deeper into my early 50s, I'm just like, whatever. What do you want? Had back surgery, had a lot of injuries, had a lot of surgeries. I'm in my early 50s. I got some flab around the handles. Deal with it, man. I don't care anymore, Dove. I don't care. Walk around the beach, proud peacock, baby. Let's go.
Is your wife embarrassed?
Are you kidding me? She knows how good she's got it. Embarrassed, though. That's what you bring to the table?
Well, you're not afraid of showing the flam. Maybe she's not happy about it.
With me?
Correct.
Well, first of all, yeah. Do I look
Well, you're saying that on the beach, even though it's not perfect, you don't care. God. I'm asking if she cares.
Ah, God almighty.
BT. The ego's coming out on BT, even though he's hey, how's my tan looking? How's my body looking?
No. I didn't mean it like that. No. What I'm saying is I'm going through a transformation I never thought I would go through. Like, I care less how I've never cared so little about how I look. Unless, that's what I meant to say.
Unless Dove criticizes you. Yeah, then true. It's like, excuse me.
Then I get annoyed. Yes, I can say it. Oh, man. Yeah, no. It was actually meant to, like, a shot at myself, not like, oh, look how good I'm. Like, no. Those days are over.
You didn't think
dude.
We'd agree with you.
I know. I just don't care anymore, like, you know, like that. Doesn't mean, like, I stop working out or try to eat, but, like, yeah, like, I noticed I was sitting, like, when you sit down and you've got a little of the roll that starts to hang over the belt a little bit, again, that's not out of control, but, like, I used to try to hide it, or, like, if I'm sitting down, like, maybe pull the shirt out a little bit. Hoff, you know what I mean. Every guy knows what I mean.
Unfortunately, I do, yeah.
You do. And now I don't suck it in, I don't readjust the shirt, whatever. It's what you got. If you don't like it, tough. Let me get Aiden in North Jersey, BT and Sal on the Fan. Aiden, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Okay. I have a trade proposal for the Yankees that I think would make them championship favorites.
Go ahead.
I got Spencer Jones, George Lombard, and Cam Pillar. going to the Indians for Jose Ramirez and Emmanuel Clase.
Yeah.
So Guardians. Sorry.
Yeah, I got you. yeah, you got a lot wrong, including some of the names. I mean, I don't know. That's a lot. It looks like the Guardians could be open for business because Hoff found an article earlier from Jeff Passan about trade targets for both the Mets and the Yankees. And Stephen Kwan is apparently on the list of somebody that, you know, the Guardians could be willing to give up, and that the Mets could be, you know, loosely connected just based on needs, whatever. Now, what would happen and who goes to center? I mean, every time I see Kwan, I don't see him every night. I think he's playing left field. You can't put Nimmo back in center, not good enough. And I don't know. I don't know if it's perfect, but I like him as a player a lot. He's got a lot of great attributes to me that are transferable to October. So he'd help the Mets, no doubt. You're just not giving up. I'm not giving up Lombard. To me, he's untouchable. I'm not giving him up for anybody. There is not a name out there to me that would even really make me consider giving up Lombard. Now, I don't want to give up Jones, but I would if it's, and I don't mean for like a bullpen arm or a guy who's 34 like Suarez. I could be much more easily convinced with Jones, but Lombard to me, and I said that to Sal a couple weeks ago, like, that's a non-starter. I'm not doing it. Damon is up in the Bronx. Damon, what's happening?
Hey, good afternoon, BT. Welcome back.
Thank you, Damon. How you doing, buddy?
All right, well, I want to start off by saying I was looking forward to call in today because I was ready to get on your case about this whole ejection.
What?
I umpire baseball for a youth baseball from 8-year-old up to high school. And when I heard the whole story, then listening to your version, I went back on the Odyssey. And I have to say, yes, you were wrongfully tossed. You shouldn't have been tossed. I will say this, though, based on what you did say, it sounds like maybe your head manager, you didn't like a bunch of calls throughout the game, so maybe you guys were a little snickering here and there, and the umpire probably had enough by the end of the game, which is why he was aggressively tossed.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting read from a distance. I mean, if you piece it together that way, I don't think that that's wildly inaccurate. Yeah, there were a couple of missed calls, and I'm sorry. It's a big game, even though they're only 10. It's a big game for them at their stage of their life, and I'm gonna stand up for them. And, you know, I don't like that it happened. I don't really think I should have been thrown out, but whatever. It was a technicality because I'm not the manager. I don't think my manager should have been thrown out at all. And, you know, but I don't, you used the word snicker. I don't snicker. Like, if it's a bad call, I'll just ask the ump. I'm not there to be a wise guy. I know the game. I play the game. I've coached for a long time. You blow a call, I'm going to ask you why. And if you give me a good answer, we're good. If you act like an ass, I'm going to ask you again and probably a little more aggressively.
Fair enough. But I want you to keep in mind that there is a shortage of umpires, officials, all across youth sports.
Yep.
And it's because maybe you don't do it, but I can tell you firsthand the nonsense that goes on at every level. And it's just not right because as an umpire, we are held to this higher standard to be professional. But yet coaches, parents, even the kids take it upon themselves to act whatever manner they want. God forbid I was to tell a coach, hey, you stink, you ran yourself out of innings. Tell a parent, hey, you're wasting money on those lessons. Your kid's never going to make it.
We can't
do that.
Yeah.
So all I would say is that, you know, I think sometimes what happens is that, it's especially today, that umpires, you know, the leash is maybe a little bit shorter than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm saying it's right. But we're just tired of parents, and you know, there's a lot of coaches out there that don't know the rules. But no, I agree with you. I don't think you should have got tossed. And as long as you do it in a respectful manner, an ump will give you the time of day. Once the disrespect is not there, then adios.
Yeah, but I agree with that, but it's also a two-way street. And again, now I'm not going to keep going into this because, you know, I just wanted to address it, you know, early because it was being talked about during my absence. A lot of people had interest in this. No, but like, yeah, the respect's got to go both ways. And I think if you have an interaction with an umpire, I do agree it's become a thankless job. It's unwinnable. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot that goes into it. You don't make enough money to be berated. And I've never berated an umpire in my life, and I never will. Question? Yeah, damn right. I'm here to win. I'm apologizing for that. Here to win. Rec ball is rec ball. Travel ball's different. You know, like, yeah, even though they're young, these kids play. These kids are good. So is the competition. You want to win. And if you egregiously miss a call or a little short with your reaction to us, well, you know, that's probably going to accelerate a situation that ultimately I would think all of us wish didn't happen. I know I could certainly say that. Let me get Mike on Long Island. What's going on, Mikey?
Hey, BT, I hope you had a great vacation. Welcome back.
Nice, man. Beach was great. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. What's going on?
Awesome. I just called in because I heard the guy before say, like, people were talking about, like, Jones not coming up at all. I mean, what are we going to do? Pull him up and have five outfielders and we got a revolving door at third. You know, infield stoppy. I'm like, yo, he's mashing in AAA. He's like, what, he got 10 homers?
He's got 10. Like, yeah, 10. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, the kid's playing great, but we got to figure out what we're doing at third base before we bring up him and have Grisham and Bellinger and Dominguez do what they've been doing and make it even worse.
Well, even, yes. Mike, by the way, real quick, I'll let you get to your next point, I promise. But you talk about the outfield being congested. Well, even if you want to say, well, let's get him some at bats, the DH spot's congested. Ben Rice, Stanton, Dominguez here and there. I get you. Austin Wells, yep.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, I hear everything about Suarez, and I honestly would be perfectly fine with him. I mean, he has so many flaws, but he was an all-star. What has he got, 33, 32 homers now or something?
Hits bombs. Hits bombs. No, yeah. Big power hitter. Yep.
I heard about the kid on the Twins, Royce Lewis. I heard he's a really, like, up-and-coming kid, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at his stats the other day. I didn't love him. Listen, you're going to get a lot of names here, Mike, and you very well might get Suarez as a Yankee. That's fine. Just understand, we've seen a lot of Suarez types come here and bomb because they're a one-trick pony. I'm not saying I don't want them. I'm just saying it's got to be at my price, and it's got to be because some other avenues dried up. What's not amazing, I mean, some of it's amazing, but what's not amazing, I don't mean to pick on him here, but unless I'm missing something, why is Jeter not going to be at the old-timers day? So I remember hearing this right before the All-Star break. Was it Michael or O'Neill? I think it was Michael who said it on during the game. Just kind of slipped it in like, hey, I hear it on good authority that a version of the alumni game is coming back. And, you know, I got on the Yankees a little bit here for getting rid of it. I mean, I understand that there's a time and a place. And Susan did a good job. This is not anti-Susan at all. Susan did a really good job with the new configuration, like when they would honor a team and they would have the, you know, the important players back, and she would kind of, not MC it, but I guess handle the Q&A. And it was cool. It was different. But I thought that had an expiration point. I know that some of the players are probably reluctant to get out there. Number one, they don't want to, you know, pop an Achilles, you know, pop a hamstring, you know, shred a quadricep. Understood. And more importantly, they don't want to look bad. Like, we can't relate to that. I mean, when they do something, or even the scrubs, but like when they did something at that level, and you know, now you get to your 40s and your 50s and you really can't run, you haven't been thrown, you put on 15, 20 pounds, there's pride. And I understand that. So not everybody's gung-ho, hey, let's go play Old Timers Day or their alumni game. But it is back this year. I don't know. I think it's three innings. I do have a press release here, but I didn't see that in it. Let's see here. So the Yankees will hold their 77. Wow. Will hold their 77th Old Timers Day, August 9th at the stadium. Traditional alumni baseball game to return. A 25th anniversary of the 2000 World Series championship team will also be celebrated. That was a fun year. It was a great year. It was a Subway Series, my goodness. So we've got Mariano. We've got Joe Torre. Roger Clemens will be there. Very cool. Soriano's going to be there. Alfonso Soriano. David Justice. I don't know. Have we ever seen Justice before? Maybe we have. I don't remember it. Jose Vizcaino. Big clutch hit there, if you remember that. And then the usual staples. Jorge, Bernie, Guidry, Willie, O'Neill. Speaking of Willie, great job by the Mets bringing him back. You could see, even though he's a Yankee, you could see the look on his face, the gratitude. Like, I remember I was on SNY when that happened, when he got dumped at 4 a.m. out in California, and he flew out there. I don't know why they made him fly across the country, but they did. And then Omar fired him. And I like Omar, but that was just a classless move by the Mets. And I'm on SNY. I don't even know if some of you remember it. I mean, some of you probably do, but young kids don't. show called The Wheelhouse, and we would debate 30 minutes every day. And I went off, man. And like to credit SNY, and it's one of the reasons why I enjoy their, I watch, you know, Sports Night pretty much every night. I got to turn it off when Sal comes on, but I watch it. Salutations. I'm just sitting there laughing. You get TV, Sal. And they let me go. And I was crushing them. Not once did they come to me and say, hey, you know, we are the home of the Mets here. Take it easy, buddy. Nope. They let me get after it. And I always appreciated that about them. But for the Mets to welcome back Willie and to right a wrong, an injustice, you know, I'm not saying the Mets were playing well. I'm not saying that maybe you probably should have moved on from Willie. But the way it was done was so insensitive and just so disrespectful. Like, Willie Randolph's one of my favorite. I saw him on opening day. And we were coming out of the suite. And who was I with? I forget who I was with. Sal had already left for SNY. I don't think it was Hoff. I don't know. But I bumped into Willie and Michael Kay. I've known Michael for a long time, and I love Michael, and I love Willie. And he's like, hey, he's like, I listen to you and Sal. You guys are nuts. Like, just a great dude. So to see him get that moment in Queens was cool. All right. But he's going to be there in the Bronx for this. And some of the other names, I've actually got the list here. I mean, I don't want to start being disrespectful, but do we really need Jesse Barfield? This is not a Toronto Blue Jay alumni game where he was actually good. You know, you get some of these guys. It's like, come on. Talking about stretching the boundaries. Brian Doyle. Wow, Doyle's coming out. Nice. Brian Doyle filled in for Willie. Speaking of Willie, was that the 70s? Dolph, I hesitate to ask Dolph anything. Dolph, do you remember when Doyle won the MVP? Was that 77 or 78? I'm looking it up on Google. I thought it was 78. I could be wrong on that, but he definitely stepped in for Willie and hit like 4-something. He'll be out there. Dwight Gooden. Doc. A no-hitter for Dwight Gooden. Here's the pitch to Sorrento. That was awesome. 78. Thank you. It was 78. Thank you very much. El Duque, David Justice, Tino, Maz. Love Maz. Ramiro Mendoza, Gene Monahan, of course, the great trainer. Of course, Diana Munson, Kay Mercer, those are always poignant moments. I love that. Greg Nettles. Greg Nettles is coming back. Huh. Think I haven't seen Greg in a minute. Paul O'Neill, Pettit, Posada, Willie, Moe, Louis Soho, Soriano, Mike Stanton, Joe Torre, Bernie. All right, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's get back to the calls before we hand it over to the boys at 2. Let me get Anthony in White Plains. What up, Ant?
Yo, Brandon, what's going on?
All good. How you doing?
Good. I just heard you talking about the old timers day, and that's always a cool day. I just happened to, I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm actually a Mariner fan, and I was in the building for game 6, and I'm going to old timers day. I just got tickets.
Are you still there? You dumped out, man. I wanted to hear about that. So you got tickets. You going to check it out? You know, I don't even know if I've ever been to an old-timers day. I now at this point, because I'm just so busy with the kids, I record it, and then I go back and I watch it. And I enjoy it. You know, I don't know that people quite watch it the way they used to. I doubt it. Like when you had Mickey and DiMaggio and Scooter coming out, Whitey Ford. It's just a little different. We've lost so many luminaries. Oh, Reggie's not there. Did I not see Reggie? I mean, I know he had an issue, and kind of became a turncoat by going to the Astros. So I guess we don't want him. I mean, but how do you not have Reggie? I don't know. Was it Reggie saying I'm good, or was it the Yankees saying I'm good? I'd like to know the answer to that. But you think about this, there's just, like, who is the elder statesman at this point if it's not Reggie and Derek's not there? I mean, it would have to be somebody from those 77, 78 teams. Nettles was right before Mattingly, and I loved Nettles. I saw him. I didn't see him in the 70s. I saw him in the 80s. I just loved Greg Nettles. But, like, that's no Goose guy. I know Goose is always talking smack about the Yankees in the game, so they probably don't want him either. But it just seems like this is not really representative of all the eras. Like, again, what does it take for Jeter to show up? Now, if he's got a family commitment, of course, I take it back. And I'm not trying to be unfair to him. I mean, he's Derek Jeter, class act. But Old Timers Day without Jeter, it's not the same. All right, you don't want to play ball. I got it. Put on a suit like DiMaggio, or put on a pair of, you know, $700 jeans and Jordans, like I think he did a year ago, whatever it was. Strap on the jersey, you know, untuck it. put on a pair of $500 shades, wave to everybody, and call it a day. Like, how is Jeter not there? I don't get that. Let me get Patrick in Hamden, Connecticut. Pat.
Hey, BC, how you doing?
Good,
Patrick. I was always wondering why Willie Randolph never got another job, manager job after the Mets.
Don't know. I don't know.
Why
I don't,
is that?
I wish I had an answer. I always.
You know, I thought he was always a good manager, you know?
Me too. I love Willie. Great respect. Not just because I like him personally. Respect his baseball acumen. He was a great third base coach. He was aggressive. I thought he was a good manager. I know it fell apart with the Mets. I get that. Listen, baseball has been unfair to Willie Randolph. And I remember saying, I forget the exact year, and I was on another station here in New York back in the day, and I was just flabbergasted. I'm like, how is Willie Randolph not getting a shot? And I remember saying then that I thought, and I don't try to inject race into stuff if I don't think there's a real conversation to be had. But I did believe that, and I don't know if that's why he didn't get a second job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.